Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's program, Raprel Jordan, asked, do you feel the world or your religion just isn't what you expected or believed it to be? Something not adding up, wondering what is real and what isn't? She says she's 80 years old, may not have many more years left on Earth, but she has a lifetime of experience seeking for truth and striving to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Her hope, some part of her life's spiritual journey, will help in yours. She's the author of My Spiritual Journey. Raprel was born and raised in a little town in southern Utah. She was taught the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it has guided her life until the present. Her faith and her family, she says, are her life. Raprel Jordan, author of My Spiritual Journey, is our guest on This Week in America. Raprel, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
A fascinating book, so much to talk about, your life and how you are using your life to help others. What was the inspiration to write the book? Why did you decide to write My Spiritual Journey?
Well, I really didn't decide to write it. I lived my life. I had no idea that this would ever happen. I lived in Manti for 25 years. And when I came up here, I hadn't been here but just a couple of weeks when the Lord told me that I was to write My Spiritual Journey. And otherwise, I'd have never done it because I'm a real private person. But, you know, you do what the Lord tells you to.
And you've done that and done it so well in the book, My Spiritual Journey. Raprel Jordan is our guest. If you're Googling that on Amazon to buy the book, Raprel is L-A-P-R-E-L-E. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In writing the book, from your standpoint, what did you hope to accomplish by writing this? What do you hope people take away from the book after reading it?
Well, what I'm hoping to do is to bring people to Jesus Christ, because I have learned through the experiences of my life that that's the only way to true happiness, is through learning what he has to say, living how he has to live, and it's the safety net, really. With the times that we're living in, that's the only safe way, is to follow Christ and his teachings.
Raprel's book, My Spiritual Journey, is available at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Do you feel this book will be helpful in the lives of others? And I know that your goal is to use your life as an inspiration to help other people through the good times as well as the bad times. Do you feel this book will be helpful in the lives of others?
I definitely do. For people that are spiritually minded and are looking for more ways to improve their life and to cope with life, I think it'll be very helpful.
And you'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on Raprel's book. What sparks your interest in helping others understand what you believe? What's the spark for that, wanting to share this?
Well, it's my belief that we're all children of our Heavenly Father, spirit children, and that we all should care about each other, and that the message that Christ brought when he came to this earth was to love one another. And so I feel like that everyone out there is my brother or my sister, someone that I love and want to see happy and healthy and safe.
The book is My Spiritual Journey. Raprel Jordan, our guest, the author, with us on the program today. And you mentioned before, you really didn't feel that was you writing this book. There was this really divine inspiration to write this. Is this something you would have done if the Spirit hadn't directed you in this direction?
Never. I'm a private person. I don't like my life out there, or I don't like me out there. But if he wants me to do it, I'll do it.
Well, what's this been like for you? Because to do this effectively, you do have to open your life. And you've said this has not been an easy trip. You've gone through difficulties, as all of us go through in life. What has this process been like? opening up and sharing your life to be able to help other people? Has this been difficult?
Well, I think it would be if I hadn't been told that this is something I was supposed to do.
Yes.
I have learned in my life to follow the Lord in whatever He tells me to do, because He knows a lot more and better than I do.
And you've used this experience with Reader's Magnet to get the word out to people with the book. And what do you feel is the major importance of this book?
As I've said before, the major importance is to teach people the truth, that they might have something to hold on to cling to, because times are getting pretty rough. And unless you really know what the truth is and have something to hold to, it can be pretty frustrating and discouraging.
What role do you think this book will play in the whole world we're living in now? It is sometimes difficult to believe what is happening in the world. It is a difficult situation that we're going through. Do you think your book, My Spiritual Journey, will have any bearing on society?
I certainly hope so. With all my heart, I hope so.
Well, all of the reviews are indicating that is the case. This has been literally life-altering for so many people who have read the book. The book is My Spiritual Journey. Laprelle Jordan is the author. Talk about your concern for the lives of others. That's basically what at the root of what you're doing is exposing your life, using that as an example for others. This is very important. Your concern is very real for others, isn't it?
Well, my life has been a lot of ups and downs, but through it all, I have stuck to the truths that I was taught when I was young. My father was a great scriptorian, and I had a very firm foundation to build on. And I've come to learn through my life that I have followed him no matter what, and because of that, and my firm convictions, I have been excommunicated from the Mormon Church because I believe all of the scriptures, not just some of them. And then I went into another organization, TLC in Manti, and they were teaching Joseph Smith in the Book of Mormon. And of course, I was born and raised in the Mormon Church. And then they went south, and I couldn't go along with what they were doing, so I ended up in another line of spirituality, which is called the Yohan line, and they were much more to my liking. They were completely centered on Christ and preparing people to come back to Christ and giving really practical advice that you can apply to your life. And the main thing I think I learned from that was love of others. And also to accept everyone just as they are and love them just as they are. You do not have to love what they do, but you have to love who they are because of who they are, children of our Heavenly Father.
Do you hope that message that you talk about in the book and you just talked about there during our conversation, do you hope that this will bring some sense of semblance of peace in the troubled world today? It really sounds like this is a message that really we need to hear today. We need to hear more of.
Absolutely. It's Christ is the only way to really true happiness and peace. Christ and our Heavenly Father cannot lie. It's impossible for them to lie. Satan is the father of lies. And so you're going to have to choose one way or the other. You're either going to have to go with God or with Satan, because there's no other way.
With us on the program, Laprelle Jordan. She's the author of the book, My Spiritual Journey. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information. You've done such a wonderful job in writing this book. Do you have plans for any more books?
Well, I'm starting another book. I want to, because I have studied the scriptures my entire life, I'm writing a book that will just very briefly, it's an overview of from Adam on down through the patriarchs and the priesthood and Christ's dealings with mankind and what causes apostasy and the human race to go in a corrupt path.
Yes.
When they should be following Christ. And that's not an easy thing with Satan's power in this world, because he is the god of this world. He makes all the moves, and he has a lot of people following him. And I just hope that this will help people realize that they can follow Christ. It is possible if they read the scriptures, read what he has to say, because he says what he means, and he means what he says, and he doesn't vary. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we can bank on that.
I read where you talked about getting this message out, especially to young people, and it sounds like you feel it's very important to get this message to young people. It may be a message that they're not getting today. Maybe not the same message that you got from your father. How important is it for young people to get the message to that you have in your book, My Spiritual Journey?
Extremely important, because they have been brainwashed, especially those that have been going to the universities and learning about socialism. You know, Christ has a plan. And it's the true plan. It's called the law of consecration. And that is where all men are equal. And everyone helps and loves each other. You have a stewardship. And Satan's plan is just exactly the opposite of that, where they try to force you to be equal. And Christ doesn't force anybody to do anything. You have your complete free will. Where in Satan's world, it's force and control. And if you are forced and if you're controlled, then you know that it isn't of God.
What has this been like for you in writing the book and getting it out there and talking about it now? I almost think maybe that would even reinforce your faith even more, if that's possible. But going back and reflecting and preparing your message to take out publicly, what has this been like for you and your faith?
Well, it's been very enlightening and encouraging, because as I sit here looking back on my life, I can see that my whole life has been orchestrated to bring me to this point. I'm severe asthmatic, and I have come near death 7 times, and I honestly didn't think I would ever live to be, I'm 81 going on 82, and I never thought I would live this long. I thought if I could make it to 65, I'd be great. But my family and friends and all my acquaintances are thoroughly amazed that I'm still here, because I've had such poor health. But I know that the Lord has preserved my life for this very reason.
Yes, you still have more work to do, and the book here that we're talking about, My Spiritual Journey, is impacting people. You're working on another book that will have that same impact. You're working with Reader's Magnet on this. Talk about that experience, working with them and taking the word that you have, your story, and getting it out there and being able to inspire and help other people.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And you know, when after I got it written, then I went back to the Lord and said, now what do you want me to do with it? And
he said, now what?
Well, I didn't have a clue how that would work. But there was a friend that knew more about computers than I did by a long shot and helped me get it on Amazon. And it sat there since May of 18. And in September, I went and prayed to the Lord and I said, I don't know what you want done with that book, but you're going to have to do it, because I can't. I have no idea how to do anything like this. And within about 3 weeks, everything really popped. So I said, okay, you do it, and I'll do the best I can on my end.
Well, and you've done that so remarkably well. The book is at readersmagnet.com in their bookstore. It's available, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get information on the book. The book is My Spiritual Journey. Laprell Jordan is the author and our guest. If you're Googling, Laprell is L-A-P-R-E-L-E. You can link on the website and get all that information and order the book there as well. Laprell, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Continued success with your writing. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about the current book that you're working on. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Laprell Jordan, author of the book My Spiritual Journey. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.